Yeah, I feel good. You know, I've been working my butt off all year. You know, every position they put me in, whether it's tackle or guard, and I feel like I'm ready to play if I get that opportunity. So, you know, we'll see how the week goes. I'm going to keep preparing just like I do every week, and if I get the opportunity to play, then I'll be ready to go.
That's kind of the life of an offensive lineman, swinging it back and forth amongst positions. And how hard is that to?
Yeah, it is. Well, you know, especially in the NFL, you only got 7 guys active on game day, so the 2 backups got to know, you know, multiple positions, and you know, that's what I've been doing all year. Obviously, started last year, but you know, I'm feeling more comfortable. Obviously, I haven't had a really good opportunity to play much this year, but you know, I still feel like I've been preparing well, and I feel like you know, if I get the call, then I'll be ready to go.
How did you feel evaluation wise from your time in there in the second half?
I thought I played okay. You know, I think I did some good things, but you know, there were some technical errors that I made, and you know, obviously looked at them in Monday in the film study, and came out today and tried to fix those, and going to take tomorrow and Friday as well to work to make sure you know, I'm clean on all my techniques and fundamentals.
The kind of things that are, you know, not easy to clean up, but at least you know what's coming.
Yeah. I mean, I you know, it wasn't you know, the things that I think I got beat on was it was fundamental errors, things that I could fix. And you know, I'm a guy that, you know, an average performance for me is below my standard. So, you know, I'm going to do everything I can to improve my performance and make sure that my team has full trust in me to get out there and get the job done.
Any difference with having Matt Flynn back there at all?
No difference at all. Matt's been around for a while. You know, he I know he studies his butt off, so we feel comfortable with him. You know, we're going to have to really pass block well this week. You know, that was a negative coming out of the game last week. You know, we didn't give him enough time back there. So we're going to have to take more pride in winning our one-on-one matchups and getting out there and making sure Matt feels comfortable back there and give him enough space to go to work.
After a disappointing loss, and now you've got to play a team that's probably playing the best football in the league right now, and your quarterback's not out there to better practice. Does this group feel like your back is against the wall?
I don't think so. You know, we know the capability we have as an offense to put up points and you know, be in the game with any team we play. So, you know, obviously the Detroit loss was extremely disappointing, but you know, it was kind of a hard lesson learned for us. We're moving on. You know, we got a tough opponent in New England. They're, you know, one of the hottest teams in the NFL right now. So we're gonna have to, you know, we're gonna have to go to work. And I thought we had a good day of preparation today. We got 2 more days to prepare for them, and you know, we're gonna do everything we can to go back and you know, right the wrong on the loss from last week.
You personally, I know lately you've been doing a lot of tackle work. What kind of percent do you think you'll get this week at guard?
Well, I took all the guard reps today. Darren didn't practice. So, you know, I've been taking a decent amount of reps, kind of staying fresh on each position. But, you know, today I took all the reps. So we'll see where Darren's at tomorrow. And you know, I'll be prepared to take all those reps as well if he's not going to practice tomorrow.
What is your comfort level position to position? Does it matter much for you or not?
You know, I feel pretty good wherever I get plugged in. Guard, you know, it's been a little bit since I played there, but, you know, I had the whole preseason I can look back to you know, kind of build on. And, you know, I just gotta remember the little things, the differences between playing tackle and guard. I mean, you know, the size of the guys you're going against and how quick things happen when you're down in the middle. And you know, tackle, you got a little more space to move. So just the little things I got to keep reminding myself to – you know, to kind of change those up and make sure I'm fresh, you know, if I'm playing guard or tackle.
Establishing the running game, take on a little more significance too with the, you know, experience quarterback like that.
Yeah, every week we want to run the ball. That's one of our main goals. Last week, you know, we kind of took a step back. We didn't run the ball very effectively, but it doesn't matter what the play is called. We need to run the ball. We need to pass protect better. Those are two things where last week we were losing too many one-on-one matchups, and you know, we addressed it Monday, and you know, we're moving on from it. We're correcting those mistakes. So, you know, we're gonna get out there and do our best to win the one-on-one matchups and run the ball, and also give Matt time back there to, you know, to make plays with his arm.